ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Gabriela Vargas testifying just the other week, being brought in as a genetic genealogist. It should be noted, she's a self-taught genetic genealogist with purple hair who began working cases in 2018. She runs her own carpentry business as well as caring for her pet cockatoo. This is all the information. It sounds ridiculous, but it is the expert witness. Hence why the FBI visited her shortly after that testimony. We don't know exactly what they visited her about immediately after. I know Ann Taylor has some issue with that. But I am wondering, are they having some issue here with the experts that they are calling in, and specifically the term expert being in front of their name?
Right. Yeah, it's certainly questionable, and it will be really interesting. I'm always interested in hearing what testimony people care to give, but it's very sketchy, definitely.
Should the judge, I mean, let's talk about the actual situation of getting an expert witness in. It's my understanding, and maybe this varies from jurisdiction. I don't know. I'm not an attorney. I know you are not either, but you've been involved in that world more than I have personally. An expert witness that is called in, doesn't a judge have to vet that person and say, yes, you may bring this expert in prior to them being able to testify in court?
Yes, in the cases I've been involved in, and I don't imagine that this would be different in the state of Idaho, expert witnesses have to present their CV and their history, and what is it about them that makes them an expert. And this is done under cross-examination, so the opposing side has the right to question and challenge, and then it is up to the court to deem that they're accepted as an expert or they're not.
How difficult of a process is that? Can most anyone who knows their craft, at least to a decent extent, one that they can talk about somewhat competently, is it easy for someone to get in to be an expert witness? How often do judges actually say, no, we don't think you're qualified?
Well, yeah, it's a really good question, because now that I think about it, I don't know that I've ever witnessed a judge saying no. I've certainly seen experts challenge, you know, that's pretty normal, par for the course, to have challenges, and they have to defend their body of knowledge. But yeah, it may be that the bar is not terribly high. And I think that probably depends on the judge.
Because it seems the more that we dig into the expert witnesses that were called into the hearing the other day, the more there's a lot of holes in them. I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm not, but I'm saying they're probably not necessarily experts that can apply their unique outlook to this specific case. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of expert witnesses out there. And that's something I think the general public, you know, if you're not part of that world, you don't know. But there's a lot of them. And there's a lot of very good, reputable ones. They certainly cost money. The defense has money from the state to bring in those expert witnesses. It's not necessarily all on the cost of Brian Koberger or anything. So, but then at the same point, you have to have an expert witness agree and say, yes, I believe I can come and help you. It's not like they could just show up and be subpoenaed in a case like this. They would have to agree to want to come in and help. And that at the same point, bring good or bad news, whether or not it comes out either way. So that then narrows your pool a little bit more. From an expert witness standpoint, let's just say they called on you, for example, and said, we'd like you to testify in this case. And it's something, you know, this is really not quite what you have the expertise in for what they're asking. Is it easy to say no to things like this? Is it a tempting thing for some in the community of expert witnesses to just say yes to anything that's a big name, big case, because it gets your name out there. I suppose it really kind of does vary by the integrity of each individual, right?
Yeah, definitely. Integrity is a big word. And I think for most of us, we don't seek that kind of thing out. It's not enjoyable. It's not pleasant. It may be something you do because you really do know something. Hopefully, you have information that you're passionate about sharing, you know, the information that you have. But the act of actually being a participant in a trial, particularly a big trial with a death penalty case, it's not fun, you know, it's not pleasant. And I would really wonder about somebody who just loved doing that sort of thing. It's not something I enjoy doing.
Yeah.
I've done it, but I don't enjoy it. And you certainly do see that there are very highly paid people that do it. And I'm just thinking of the Johnny Depp divorce trial. Oh my God, you know, what the experts were put through on both sides. It was just a circus. And I don't think any of those people were enjoying that process, but they made a lot of money doing it. So I'm sure there's a big diversity of people that testify in expert cases. And, you know, it's a very different experience just depending on the personality of the individual. But some are certainly very well qualified. And you see this in the, you know, the questioning and the determination of do they get the expert status or not. And then you see others that are very questionable. And I can think of cases where, you know, the testimony was concerning cadaver dogs and how well trained they were. And the defense's expert was actually an expert in bird biology. And it's sort of like, how did you get here? And how did this happen? It was very strange.
When the pool is very shallow, that's what you get.
That's what happens. Exactly. And he was happy to come and testify about cadaver dogs, even though he had never worked with one and didn't know anything about it. So it can get strange.
It can. Koberger's defense attorney requesting just the other day to remove cameras in the courtroom. Motion claims that the press failed to obey the court's directive to not exclusively photograph and record the defendant as per court documents. The defense claims images and recordings taken of Koberger now interfere with his right to a fair trial. Who doesn't like their picture being taken? Is it Anne or is it Brian?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't imagine that Brian is opposed to his picture being taken. You know, it just sort of goes with the attention seeking that he's always sort of displayed, and that this may not play out well to his benefit.
He seems, I mean, I'm really honestly kind of surprised by it. He just has seemed pretty stoic, pretty quiet. You know, he's got his creepy eyes going on. But other than that, I mean, he's not putting up a show. He's dressed very well. Really, I'm kind of surprised by the concern for this because he doesn't really come across as a really particularly negative or spooky figure in the court other than his eyes compared to some other folks, you know, that we've seen on trial. He's actually presenting, in my opinion, fairly well. So the idea that the camera is on him and taking pictures, that kind of comes along with the territory of being accused of killing four people. But at the same point, are they seeing that just having his image out there, new, fresh images out there, are hurting him?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, and they see sides of him, of course, in their private conversations that we don't see. And it may be at times that I have noticed in some of his images that there'll be this little smile, and that's not necessarily inappropriate, but it may not be the right thing that they want to convey at the right time. And so it may just be a variable that attorneys feel we're better off if we can control it, and we can control it just by not having cameras on him.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino.
America's Social Casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.